Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 20, 1905. 1905. Letters. Students in the Huntsville School, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. January 1, 1905. To the students in the Huntsville School. Dear young friends, are you daily preparing for graduation into the higher school? Are you daily becoming better fitted for entrance into the heavenly courts? Are you making the most of your privileges, seeking earnestly to overcome all evil habits? At the great examination day, one wrong habit unconquered will keep you from receiving the overcomer's reward. Do not let sin obtain the victory over you. Strive to enter in at the strait gate. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Matthew 7, verse 13, 14. There is a special and important work for you to accomplish. Clear directions are given in the Word of God regarding the part that you are to act. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Colossians 3, verse 1-3. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Verses 4, 12 to 17. I would urge upon you the importance of a determination to honor God by consecrating to him the powers of mind and body. It is your privilege to give yourselves to God. In word and deed, seek to honor him. Set your mark high, and by constant watchfulness, gain decided victories. Be kind in all you do and say. If anyone speaks harsh, irritating words to you, do not retaliate. Speak gently, and thus help those around you to bear the cross after Jesus. In every perplexity, ask God for advice and counsel, and it will be given. When your mind is troubled, go to the Lord Jesus and ask him to give you his grace. Cast all your care upon him who cares for you. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Philippians 4, verse 6-7. Ask yourselves, why am I obtaining an education? Is it not that I may be better fitted to work for the Lord? I must make the very best use of my school days, honoring God by developing a character like the character of Christ. Then, when I return to my home, I can be a blessing and a help to those around me. Watch and pray, and keep the heart always in a condition to discern and receive all the good that God has for you. Ask him for the wisdom that will enable you to turn from the evil that you may see and hear. Learn from Christ how to keep your souls in harmony with his. When the peace of God fills the heart, thank God, praise His holy name, and keep yourselves where you can receive still more of the Holy Spirit. Thus, you will make friends with God, and He will make of you true Christians. The peace of Christ is worth everything to you. It is your privilege to be kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. While a student here under human teachers, remember that you are also a student under the great teacher who gave his life for you, that you might learn of him to be meek and lowly. He desires you to realize that his yoke is easy and his burden light. In time of need, the true Christian will realize the keeping power of God. He who asks help from God will receive it. The student who is learning to serve God acceptably will be a blessing to those with whom he is associated. God will guide all who desire to be guided. In the time of temptation, he will hide them in his pavilion. Do your best. Be faithful in word and act. Give evidence that the efforts made in your behalf are not in vain. Then God will greatly bless you and will help you to make a success of your work. Give yourselves, heart and mind and soul, to the work of obtaining a fitness for God's service. Cooperate with your teachers. Respond to their efforts in your behalf. Give them evidence that these efforts are not in vain. Thus, you will disappoint the enemy and cause rejoicing amongst the angels of God. Pray and believe, and the Lord will be to you a present help in every time of need. Trust in the Savior. Ask Him for what you need, believing that He will hear and answer you, that He will receive and bless you because you confess and forsake your sins. We are praying for you in Huntsville, praying that the Spirit of God may come upon you to encourage you, to make you apt students, that you may know and do the will of God and magnify the truth. Angels have charge over you, and they are ever ready to help you, to give you light and faith and courage. Submit yourselves wholly to God's guidance, and you will be established in the truth, and will gain a fitness to teach those who know not the truth. Yours in the blessed hope of Christ's coming.